term for different pieces of furniture, or different chairs and sofas and things like that?
No. There's a rocking chair, and there's just a common kitchen chair. That would be more or less a kitchen chair. This was a rocker.
No, what I mean is...
And that's what you call an armchair.
Mm-hmm. But if you had one term to describe, let's say, well, the chair and the table and, I don't know, the bed and everything, what would you describe all that as? The word is so obvious that I accidentally said it.
Yeah. I don't know what you... Well, that would be the...
If you were going to move out of here, you might ask somebody to come and help you move all your
furniture.
Okay.
That's the word.
Yeah, that would be it.
Okay.
That would be it.
What do you call a big piece of furniture more than one person can sit on?
Oh, yeah, probably a sofa or...
That'd be your word for it.
That would be the word for it, I guess.
Okay.
That would be big anyway. Sofas are big enough.
What, let's see if you had any. What do you call the kind of things you use to block out the light that are on rollers and you pull down?
Oh, that's a curtain.
Okay. What do you call a, this is really sort of, again, very simple.
Yeah, this is sort of a bachelor at home.
No, I want to say the questions.
Yeah.
What do you call a place where you have a built-in place you want to hang coats and things like that in?
Oh, that's a clothes closet.
Okay. If you have a, not built-in, but it's in a, it's a movable piece of furniture, what do you call that?
What is that? I know, too. I don't know. I couldn't... I should know that. I don't know.
Okay. We can go back to that if you think of it. What do you call... the description is going to sound more complicated than what I'm looking for. The space in a house, a lot of people store old things up there they don't want, that they probably throw away, between the ceiling of a house and the roof. What do you call that space up there?
That's an attic.
Yeah.
In the attic.
Okay. And, let's see. Did on a farm, did they ever have a separate building maybe they cooked in the summertime?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
what'd they call
that? They was called out a summer kitchen. Yeah, you take in regard years ago, they all had that small, something like this building here, and then they'd screens up there instead of windows. The screens would be there, and of course there was windows there in the winter time. You put the windows back, but in the summertime, instead of stepping into a hot hot place, you know, where there was no fans in them days, there was no air conditioning, and all you had is your windows open, and so they had a small building there, and then they had a 10 by 10 or a 12 by 10 where they had a cook stove, and they cooked their meals in there instead of cooking in the house. See, that would eliminate all that heat in the home.
In the main kitchen, did they ever have a little room off the kitchen where you maybe store jellies and things?
Oh, yes.
What'd you call that?
That would be your storage room, what they would call a storage room.
You never used the word like a pantry or anything like that?
Well, that would be more or less in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Your pantry and your kitchen be combined.
Mm-hmm.
Combined. See where you would come into the house, say the door is there, you would come in, why, maybe in that corner, why, that's your kitchen, or that would be your pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And your shelving in there, shelving of different kinds, and your bread box, you know.